Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stephan's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Stephan, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
I wear my sweatpants on Thursday, and now I drink slow gin from a can.
It's the delivery that is the difference between a know-it-all and not. You are so eloquent and well-spoken and informative without being like, neener, neener, neener. I know things and you're stupid. Because we all know those people.
We do. And we don't like those people at dinner parties. We were talking on my morning show that I host in LA the other day about the people you avoid at dinner parties. And a lot of those people are the know-it-alls. Let me tell you about, or the toppers. You know the toppers too, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you've been sick? Oh, yeah. I just had brain surgery. And you're like, oh, man.
Isn't that an SNL skit? Of like, probably. Oh, you had surgery? So did I, on my brain and on my lungs. I have a whole new stomach. Like,
okay. I don't like that.
Well, okay. Speaking of body parts, I know this is probably super gruesome content warning. This is going to get graphic. But I have been wanting to talk to you about this since I read this story the other day. A man in California happened upon a train incident where somebody lost their life and took the leg and started gnawing on it, eating it.
Yeah. It was so disgusting. It was last Friday and they finally actually caught the guy, 27-year-old guy. They made an arrest, but there was an accident, Amtrak train versus pedestrian. The pedestrian never wins those when that happens. And this was a woman who ended up, she died and she was amputated by the train. She lost her leg. Ugh. And here comes this guy out of nowhere. And people were out there on the platform watching this go on. And they described that this man, who they assumed was homeless, ran up to the scene, grabbed the woman's leg, which was completely severed, and took off and started running with it. And so the guy that was witnessing this was like, what in the heck did I just see? What? And yeah. So people were like following where he went. And as soon as he got by a wall, he started gnawing on it and beating it against the wall for whatever reason.
Was he actively trying, like eating and swallowing, or was he just chewing
on it, gnawing on it for sure, but still, oh gosh,
still so gross.
So after this happens, they call the police come out. Mm-hmm. They're already out there investigating the accident, and they were able to make an arrest. The guy had drug paraphernalia on him, obviously.
That was going to be my question. Was this a mental illness situation, or was this a drug related thing?
Probably a little bit of both, I would imagine. And it just made me think back to Florida, and it's probably been a lot longer ago than I think. But remember the guy in Florida who was all high on bath salts?
That's what I was thinking of when I saw this. That exact story. Yes.
I don't know if you're that hungry, if you're that crazy, if you're that whacked out on drugs. Yeah. Like, what gets into somebody's mind? It's disgusting.
Well, that's what the whole in Florida, the bath salts situation. I remember when that was happening, and there were certain, call them rumors or call them people like making up stories and joking on social media, but it was all like, oh, the zombie apocalypse is closer than you think. It's actually here. Like, yeah. the dude on bath salts had this extravagant level of strength or something. And wasn't he going after the police officers that were trying to subdue him?
I think so too. I think he was like trying to just not be interrupted with his buffet. I mean, gross.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I just don't know what gets into people. I mean, how crazy do you have to be to make that something that's okay? And then how do you ever shake it? Like, what if one day down the road you're rehabilitated and then all of a sudden you're like, somebody just does a Google search and sees you're the guy who stole someone's leg. I mean, this guy's branded for life as a leg.
And what, like, the dude didn't even remember it. How some people, they like almost black out during episodes like this. Like, what if you don't even remember that? And that's not who you are typically or as a person. And again, the question of drugs versus mental illness or a combination thereof. But whenever I think of cannibals, I obviously think of Hannibal Lecter.
Of course.
Like they're cooking it and they're making a dish.
It was, what do you always say? Fava beans and liver. And a nice Chianti.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
That is so
foul.
Welcome
to California, where we just let everything get so wild that this is just like, oh yeah, somebody ate a leg. It's perfect.
Yeah.
This was up in Central California too. So there's not a lot that goes on up there. It was like in Kern County, which is sort of like Bakersfield. You probably hear about that. But it was in
Bakersfield. You drive through to Boston. Vegas, right? I feel like I've gone through Baker. I lived in LA for 3 years.
You went through Baker.
And you went through Baker. Okay, not Bakersfield.
Yes. Different, but close.
Okay.
Kind of the same vibe. Bakersfield's bigger. Baker's very small. But I imagine Wasco to be a lot like that. Baker, for those of you who haven't been through, it's like a one horse town. There's like some fast food restaurants. There's some gas stations. Mm-hmm. There's Bun Boy, the world's largest thermometer. And that's it.
Interesting.
That's where you buy lottery tickets, though, is in Baker.
Okay, yeah, and then you can win because that's where the recent winner for was it Mega Millions? Powerball is still up for grabs. Is Powerball?
I know Mega Millions. I'm very depressed. That was my retirement plan.
Yeah, and it was someone from New Jersey.
I know. I don't know if I shared with you if I talked to you about it earlier in the week, but I decided, you know, Mega Millions, big fever, you know, Powerball. So I'm like, okay, I never buy tickets, so I bought Mega Millions about Powerball, and then the news came out that a $1 million winning ticket for Mega Millions was sold in the San Fernando Valley. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. This has to be me. Yeah, it was not me. It wasn't even the same 7-Eleven. So, you know, whammo for me all the way around.
I always wonder how people, when they lose their ticket or wasn't there a huge jackpot recently that went unclaimed and it actually lapsed?
Yeah. And I think somebody found the ticket like right after the expiration of the jackpot. That would make me have to jump off of the building.
Well, especially because they say the exact location that the winning ticket was sold. So if you were playing and you were in that location, it's national news.
Yep.
Like, I understand not realizing if you won a certain amount, but like, you know, and I've won on a lottery ticket before, but it was enough to buy another lottery ticket.
Right. Me too. In fact, I just did win another Mega Millions ticket this time around. So not the jackpot, but I won the $2 ticket back. Maybe it's better to play when the jackpot's not high. That's probably the key.
Of course. All right. So we also have to talk about this. It's not new news, but we have not had this conversation together yet. RFK Jr., he picked the running mate. He picked the running mate that you said he was more likely to pick, Nicole Shanahan. Is this a good move for him, or is this a bad move? Because a lot of the stuff that's going around, including with his family saying it, is that this is going to, the only thing this is going to do is cause a huge divide with Democrats.
Yeah.
Now he's basically just splitting that where Trump will get all the rest.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a Trump supporter. I talk about it on the show. So I think this was a great choice from the aspect of being a Trump supporter.
You're here for it.
But I also like to look at these things like if I were making the decision myself. And so what did we know from Kennedy? We knew that he had this short list of people. A lot of them were like celebrities and football players. And the only one that I thought was going to be a good match for him was Tulsi Gabbard, who's the former congresswoman from Hawaii, because she'd bring some seriousness to him, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets labeled as someone who is not serious, who's wacky, he's out there. This is what the mainstream media says about him. This isn't what I say about
him. Right, right, yeah.
What people say about him. And so I think that a lot of times he gets labeled as not serious. And so by putting out names like Aaron Rodgers, I thought, well, this doesn't really help him get more serious, right, about this. But from his perspective, Nicole Shanahan is extremely, extremely wealthy. And she donated the money that he used to buy that Super Bowl ad. So she put up the $4 million.
Oh, that retro-looking one. I really enjoyed that. Yeah.
It was a great ad. And it was smart for him because a lot of people didn't even know he was running at that point. So I think it was smart. But she has a lot of money and he's going to need a lot of money because he's getting opposition. And I don't agree with this. Not that I'm going to vote for Kennedy, but I think he deserves to be on the ballot. And in a lot of states, states he's being fought in that respect. And so he's going to need money to build infrastructure so that he can get on the ballot in these states moving into November. So I think from a financial perspective, he probably went with her because of that. But the negatives is that she is an extreme leftist. I mean, extreme. George Gascon in Los Angeles, who's our nightmare DA, she was one of the top donors to him, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think that climate change and the environment should be a priority, but I don't think it is the top issue right now. That is her only issue, is that. And when you match it with him in that respect, it makes you wonder where their priorities are going to be if they do get elected. So I think the place it damages most, I think independent voters, this may not excite them, because I think the independent people tend to be sort of moderate and not really far on the left. But I do
and
think
these are essentially two Democrats in a way. He's you know, was a former Democrat. He comes from a famous Democratic family. She has spent a lot of money on Democratic campaigns.
And I think he's moderate on some issues, but I think that she really is so far to the left that if people kind of educate themselves, they might be like, well, this might actually damage his credibility with these independents. But where I think he will pick up some support, and it's in a small, it's small, but like, for instance, in the state of Michigan, there are 100,000 voters who are unaffiliated, did not vote for Biden. They are Democrats and they don't like where he is with Israel. I believe that this is an opportunity for Kennedy to pick up those far left Democrats, which then splits Biden's vote. So I do think in a way, this was a gift to Trump that he picked Nicole Shanahan, because I think that he will, with her, strip away more votes from Biden than he will from Trump. Now, with someone like Tulsi Gabbard, that would have been a frightening ticket for me as a Trump supporter, because I think with Tulsi Gabbard, you would have had a sense of being to the right of moderate, and it may have brought in those independents and those Republican voters who don't like Trump.
Is there a way that you see Kennedy on the big stage during the debates, rather than it only being Trump versus Biden?
I don't think there are going to be debates, actually.
I don't think there'll be any.
But I don't think there's going to be a debate at all. I don't think that Biden will debate. I think Biden is not going to want to. I don't think he's functional. I don't think he's ready. I don't see it happening. And if there is a debate, it'll probably be one. And I would hope that he's included. You know, I think that if he's at a perspective of maybe pulling over 10%, I think they should absolutely include those folks. And right now he's at about 11 or 12%. And I'd love to see it. And if Biden doesn't do it, maybe Trump and Kennedy should debate with each other.
Yeah.
I think it would be a punishment almost for Biden for not showing up, because he would obviously be the target of most of their fire, I would think, if the two of them were debating on the stage.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouthwatering favorites by using the code omahasteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. omahasteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day radio program. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jennifer Horn. And we're going to talk about celebrity gossip right now, because why not?
Let's do it, because it's always fun. Even though I think maybe some of these stories weren't so fun at the time.
This is a straight up cringy story. Let's be honest. Halle Berry is detailing the very bizarre way she learned that she's going through perimenopause. Mm-hmm. For anyone who does not know about perimenopause, that is the time of a woman's life that comes right before menopause.
Before the fun time. Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
This is like the appetizer to the main course. So Halle Berry has no shame in talking about this. And she was recently doing a conversation with the First Lady about menopause and women's health. And she found out that she was going through perimenopause because she was having this issue, a very painful issue, when she was being intimate with her lover. And it just straight up hurt. And so she went to the doctor, and the doctor's like, "You have the worst case of herpes I've ever seen."
So embarrassing.
So she's like, yeah, but she's like, what?
I know. No, you're like mortified.
Yeah. So she goes to her boo and is like, dude, what's up? Like, is there something you need to tell me? They both get tested. I mean, what, like, if you're not cheating, but all of a sudden you have an STD, you would automatically think that your significant other is.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So there was a conversation there. They both get tested. It comes back negative. And then that's when she learns that it is perimenopause. It was not herpes.
Crazy that it was presenting like that.
Yeah.
And terrible that the doctor just says
and that the doctor didn't even know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bad. You need
so
a new doctor.
So she's sharing about this
point.
Because she even herself thought that, like, she really had no idea about perimenopause, but she thought that she would skip over menopause altogether, which some people do. Some people go through menopause and it's not until they're done and they're like, the doctor's like, oh, so you've already gone through menopause.
Yeah, you're good. You're clocked out. Yeah.
And she's like, I'm very healthy. I take care of myself. She's famous for having diabetes and being able to go off her insulin because she just changed her health up so much. So she even said her ego had her believe that she wasn't going to experience menopause. It would just...
Mother Nature gives you a little something else.
And here she's experiencing perimenopause too, right. Which I guess not everybody does experience it, even, or you don't realize you're experiencing it.
Right.
So she's sharing her story because she's like, everyone needs to know about this.
If you are experiencing these issues, these symptoms,
it might be this.
Women's like reproductive health in general is pretty like... people don't talk about it too much, but I think we're more into talking about it than we are about menopause. Nobody wants to talk about menopause. It's like, it's the culture though, I think, of women who are aging. Uh-huh. Nobody wants to give them any attention. Nobody wants to give them any love. It's like, everybody's going to age no matter how young you feel, no matter what. And I think I'm actually happy. And you know, I don't say a lot of like nice things about Jill Biden or Joe Biden. So here we go. I'm going to say one right now. And that is that I heard her say that she thinks there needs to be more of a focus on menopause and some of the issues that women go through, because I think there's a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
People are like freaked out about symptoms, and not a lot of people talk about them unless you're really having good conversations with your doctor.
Uh-huh. Well, look at this. This is an example that the doctor didn't even know.
Exactly.
The doctor should have thought it was an STD, not perimenopause. But I also think we are in the middle of a society that is breaking the barriers and removing the boundaries of polite conversation. Like, mm-hmm. you are allowed to say that something stinks, or like, not everything has to be roses and all of this stuff. Like, I know when I was pregnant, I had a really difficult pregnancy. It was mm-hmm. not fun for me. I cannot tell you how many people were like, yeah, I had that too. Yeah, I experienced it. Yeah. Right. It was actually really difficult for me. And I'm like, why did you lie?
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance, a little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Elizabeth Miller's here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. She said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks.
There still remain many people missing in the wake of that concert hall terror attack in Russia last week. So far, the Kremlin's confirmed a death toll of 143 in Friday's ISIS-K assault. However, there are still as many as 100 people missing and unaccounted for. Russia's investigative committee published a list of names identifying those who are confirmed dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
It's 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jennifer Horn. And we have a lot of fun things to talk about. I'm not sure anybody thinks, oh, this is fun when you start thinking about, we're going to talk about DeSantis. But you know what? I think we both agree that we like this one. We like this conversation. DeSantis is eliminating squatters' rights in Florida. And it is about dang time somebody does something about this.
Is it amazing that there's such a thing as squatters' rights, by the way?
I get it to a degree of shady landlords or something like that. Like
correct.
People who are legally renting someplace. But as far as anybody who can just go into an abandoned home, because we know a lot of people have properties, they have vacation homes, or they inherited a property that they haven't really done anything with at the time. And then people just move in and start squatting. I was reading a story recently. I can't remember where it was, but the woman, her mother had died like a year prior. And she went to start cleaning up the place and somebody was living inside. And she'd been trying to get them out. She was told she'd have to go through like a lengthy legal battle, all of this stuff. She goes another time and has a locksmith with her and she's prepared to change the locks. Well, the police were called. They tell her, like, you're going to have to do the legal battle, but they still escort the people out that were in there. And she changes the locks and she gets arrested because she illegally changed the locks on the people living there, even though she was the rightful owner. They were squatters. And this is just happening way too often anymore.
It's a huge story. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, Fox and Friends sent Lawrence Jones, who I think is a really good reporter. He goes down to, I think it was Georgia, and they were walking through the neighborhood and he went up to these doors and these people would scream and threaten him, go away, go away. I understand renters who have nightmare landlords. That's one thing. Yes. And in my mind, that's like renter's rights. And then obviously the landlord has rights as well. Right. And that's all fair game. But what we're getting a lot of, and especially because so much business has left California and that's where I live, you get a lot of empty buildings that are just being like overrun by people who just go in there and start squatting. And it's dangerous because a lot of them are using drugs. A lot of them are up to no good. It's unsafe. The neighbors are like, whoa, what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
And the buildings, if you ever want to sell them, they're not being, I mean, they lose their value so quickly because they're getting destroyed. So I think Ron DeSantis in Florida, you know, he gets this right by saying we need to put some provisions in effect to make sure that people can clean up their properties. Because in California, you couldn't even like get the police to come out and remove squatters for a long time. So this thing, I think it has to be addressed because it seems like more and more people are going in this direction.
Yeah. And I like what he said. Like these are criminals. And again, we're not talking about tenants, legal tenants who are dealing with scumbag landlords or the long-term relationship where one person moved into the other person's house, they break up, and then the original homeowner's like, you have to get out. No, that person lives there legally. Like, you guys need to figure this out. But in situations like this, it has gotten to be too much. He says that they will face criminal charges, essentially for illegally moving to someone's house. He doesn't even like the term squatters. He thinks that that's too lenient. Like, these are criminals. They are stealing somebody's property, essentially, you know.
And they're right. He said, I guess the squatters in Florida, and they say in other states as well, were considered tenants under the law and required legal property owners to launch these lengthy court battles to actually legally remove them from their house. So the new law, now property owners can call on the sheriff's office to immediately remove squatters from their homes if suspects are unable to produce documents authorizing their residency by the property owner. So this is great. If you are a renter, you probably have a gas bill or you have your rent bill or a receipt from a payment. That's all going to protect you and put you into the renter's category. But if you're just some person who shows up someplace and sets up camp, the sheriff's office is going to be able to go in there and remove you, as they should.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And this is something that like I've heard about before and I've seen it as storylines and film and all of that stuff too, where there's a shady landlord who is committing tax fraud, essentially. And they say that they will take care, like they lump the utilities in with the rent and they require cash only rent.
Right.
Well, there's no paper trail with that. You have to be smart enough to protect yourself. Always have receipts, always have a paper trail. And if they want cash, then go get cashier's checks because you can still get the paper trail with that. And it's essentially
at least you have something. Cash, you know, it's funny because this story, and I had forgotten this guy's name, but it's perfect. Flash Shelton. So this story mentions him, but I had seen him on at something. I mean, for the last 6 months, this guy seems to be making a name for himself and he goes around and he's known as the squatter hunter. And so he goes from place to place and he removes squatters from people's homes. And I believe he was the one in Northern California where there were a huge amount of squatters, like in one place, in one person's house. And the poor woman couldn't get him out. She was single. Her husband had died. She was an older lady. And so this guy went in and started annoying the squatters until he actually got them out. He started living with them, playing loud music, being gross and rude. Finally, he actually got the squatters to leave. So he spoke during the press conference with Ron DeSantis saying how he personally dealt with confronting and removing the squatters from his mom's home. Oh, see, it was his own mother. There you go. He said, I know what it feels like to be helpless, hopeless, feeling when dealing with squatters. He said, the law saying it's a civil matter and that many people, fearing the long, drawn-out, costly process, just let it go. And that's the other thing. If you're someone who just owns one property and you've got people taking it over, you may not have the money to go through the legal system and hire the lawyers. And that takes time. It takes money. It takes the knowledge of the system to do that. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I always think about, like, and this isn't to like put ideas in anybody's head. And maybe, again, maybe I saw this in a film or I dreamt it or something. But like people who have the type of properties where they have a storm cellar or an attic that they never go into. And, and they, somebody is squatting in there, but they're also covering their bases. Right. So while they're staying in there, they're leaving when, you know, the family might be home or when they know they might go into this, they hide all of their stuff, but yet they have their mail. They do have mail sent to the house and they just intercept the mail. That's one of those things of like, they're legally a tenant because they have mail coming to that residence.
If people it is such an invasion. And if people who have like the criminal mindset would actually use their brains for good instead of evil, do you know what a great society we would live in? Because there are a lot of criminals out there that come up with some insanely smart stuff that is so illegal and so wrong. But yet, if they actually put that to the positive, man, oh, man.
Oh, especially these hackers. There's a part of me where I'm like, kudos to some of these hackers who get into these massive, you know, firewall security protected places and things, and then they hold information for ransom or they sell the information. It's like, do you realize this, the kind of knowledge you have for coding and getting around things, like why are you not making money working for the CIA or doing something like
that? Exactly right. They should be doing that. I mean, I tell the story all the time because I talked to somebody from the CHP and we were talking about the homeless issue in Los Angeles. And I was just commenting how incredibly crazy, like some of the tenement, like the housing that they set up for themselves, like whether it's a campsite or whatever, like in the middle of a freeway divider. And I was like, you know, some poor schlub like me, who's tired all the time, is going to be driving home and someone's going to be running to get to their house. And I'm going to feel terrible for the rest of my life. He goes, oh, he said, let me just tell you, he said, that is just the least of the problems. He said, many people will have inside their encampments television sets, things that they have stolen, and then they tap the power poles and run power into their into their encampment. He said, I've walked into encampments where you walk in and you think it's like a junk hole, and you walk in and you see a brand new flat screen TV in there that they are watching, they're cooking, they're, which is probably why we have so many fires that start up, because this is obviously not safe, right?
I was thinking about like the panhandlers who, like regarding homeless, like the panhandlers who aren't homeless, who this is actually their
side gig.
There's this one guy who was down at the corner of this one intersection near where I used to live in Nashville. And I'd see him every so often, and every now and then I'd give him a little bit of money. And the one day I saw him pull out an iPhone from his bag, like what he thought was covert, and then put it back in. I'm thinking,
oh no,
dude has an iPhone. Like, you know, so I was just kind of like, well, I'm not.
Doug on our show still has a flip phone, for crying out loud.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm not really gonna give him money. Well, then the one day I saw him crossing the street, I was at the stoplight. It was a long enough stoplight that I realized his car was parked behind this one hill, kind of hiding. He pulled out. Dude was driving a Beamer.
Oh my gosh. So this was his side hustle.
I was like, are you kidding?
If you don't have shame, you know, you just go out there, I guess, and do it.
And it's one of those things. He wasn't holding a sign that said homeless. He was just,
he's just waiting,
straight asking for money. Like, so technically, unreal. He didn't exactly lie.
He's sort of like a crowdfunder.
There you go.
But on the streets.
All right. So we definitely have to move into the issues with flying, United. Oh. Boeing.
Yeah.
Well, Boeing has been having a hard time. United, they can't seem to catch a break, but also flights out of San Francisco.
Seems tough.
It has just been one thing after another. Most recently, and this one's not even an airplane issue. The flight was hit. They hit birds. It was bird strike. They were coming from San Francisco to Denver. The plane was forced to return back to San Francisco because of the bird strike. They deboarded everybody, got into a new plane, and then they were on their way. But they're getting a lot of heat because this is
another thing.
United issue, another United out of San Francisco issue. Yeah, another United out of San Francisco Boeing issue.
Totally. It shows you the problem that they're having with the public relations crisis that they're in. Because I guarantee you, people are not going to read. In fact, we even are looking at the same story. And I didn't even read it as the bird strike. And that's in the headline. Because the minute you see flight trouble, you're now thinking Boeing. And you're probably secondarily thinking United or Alaska, which is just, it's, but that's where your mind goes. And that's what they have to overcome. I've got a flight. I'm doing a cruise with listeners in the summer. And it's it goes in and out of Seattle. And I'm going to tell you, Alaska Airlines flies only those Boeings up there. And I'm like, huh, am I going to do this? Do I want to drive to Seattle? And I'm not a white knuckle flyer. I have no problem flying. But it's unnerving now because you just have heard so much. There's so much smoke.
It is
around these things that it won't even matter if it's a bird or a passenger. Everybody's just going to think it's another problem.
Yeah. And birds hit planes all of the time.
Yeah.
They don't always need to reroute back. And when they do, we weren't normally hearing about it. Now, right. I think anything that happens because there's been so many like near collisions and or clipping wings of each other while they're on the ground.
Exactly.
There's just been so much stuff that we are hearing about everything. Oh, especially unruly passengers. Good grief. I cannot open X without seeing some video of an unruly flight passenger, whether they are yelling at somebody or being detained by somebody.
Passing
it is everywhere.
Somebody? Remember the guy?
I saw that one.
Fellow passengers. Whew. Not fun. People are
flying up in the air. That's not the air you want to be. The oxygen masks should have jumped down. More to come on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No, no way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third parties.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. It is time for Food, Farm, and Family. You can always catch up on what you've missed. Foodfarmfamily.com. Today is National Weed Appreciation Day. I'm not talking about that weed. I'm not talking about that weed. It is just all weeds. Apparently, and this is one of those, oh, can I call it Doug's from his Did You Know and Do You Care fact files, that some weeds are actually beneficial for us and our ecosystem. So the next time you head out to your garden, you're like, ah, get these weeds out of here. Well, hold on. Maybe show a little bit of appreciation. Like, did you know and do you care that dandelions, which are gorgeous and a common weed in gardens, remain... I'm congested. And why are ED words so hard? Remained an important component of traditional Chinese medicine for at least 1,000 years, and they still do. There is dandelion root. People use it in tonics, in teas. You can capsulate it to take, and it's really good at removing toxins from your bloodstream. It improves the function of your digestive system. Dandelions, again, the next time you're kind of like shakes fist in the air, flips table, mad that they're in your garden, just remember, they're actually really good for you. They're good for the ecosystem. Another weed that I've actually never heard of this, chickweed? It's another common weed. It's despised by many. If you have a garden, you probably know about this. There are many species of this plant, And the common chickweed is native to Europe. It's an herb rich in minerals. It has copper. It has iron. It has vitamins A, B, and C. It also has a long history of use as a nutritious edible grain by ancient Greeks. And I feel like, you know what, those ancient Greeks, they may have known something. So today, we honor National Weed Appreciation Day. While promoting fast food is not typically our MO for food, farm, and family time, I do want to say Burger King is offering free Whoppers to celebrate the total solar eclipse coming up on April 8th, and you can get the deal. It's a buy one, get one free type of deal. So if you are on a budget or just looking for something, want to buy one, what are they, BOGOs? Buy one, get one free. Burger King is celebrating that solar eclipse on the 8th. I feel like these solar eclipses are those like once in a lifetime event. But you know what? It's happening at the beginning of April. It's cloud season. Oh, may the odds be ever in our favor. In today's food recall news, if you are familiar with the Amy's Kitchen brand, love Amy's Kitchen, there is a recall on their enchilada verde wholemeal. It's being recalled for listeria. This is another situation, another issue with that major Rizzo Lopez Foods recall. All of those cheeses that are suppliers for all of these different brands. So now Amy's Kitchen has been added to the list because of the Rizzo Lopez. So the enchilada verde, a lot of Amy's Kitchen products are, some of them are vegan, some of them are gluten-free, some of them are dairy-free. This one is not dairy-free. It has the cheese. Amy's Kitchen enchilada verde wholemeal being recalled for listeria because of the Rizzo Lopez Foods. This notice went to Publix and Kroger and Meijer, anywhere that carries Amy's Kitchen, as well as online. Apparently, two people who live in California and Texas, they have succumbed to this. Two people have died in California and Texas due to this major listeria outbreak from Rizzo Lopez Foods. No illnesses have been reported to Amy's Kitchen to date in connection with this product, but the recall is firm. It is Amy's Kitchen. You can catch all of the recent recalls regarding especially the Rizzo Lopez food recalls and really any recalls. We keep up to date on this. foodfarmfamily.com. Check out the blog. You can also listen to episodes of the podcast Food Farm Family again on the website, and it's also available anywhere you prefer to download your favorite podcasts. As Major League Baseball gets their opening day going, a lot of ballparks are introducing new foods. But you know what? We want to hear from you. When you go to your friendly neighborhood ballpark to root on your favorite team, what is it you are most looking forward to? I know that the Dodger Dogs are famous. You've got other things in other places. Tell us about what you like. What's the food you like to hit up, the food stand you immediately go to as soon as you get into your favorite ballpark to cheer on your team? You can connect with us, Good Day Networks. That's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Oh, did I say Twitter? Good grief. It's called X. So Facebook, Instagram, X, Good Day Networks. That's our handle. More information on foodfarmfamily.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.